Hebrews chapter 10. Let's look at verse 25. Most of us know it. Very familiar scripture. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for a great day. We thank you for a great passage of Scripture, God, that we can read from, Lord. God, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, Lord, as we just preach over the next few minutes. God, I pray, God, you'd strengthen us through your word, God. And God, I thank you for those wanting to join our church, God. God, I pray, God, your blessings upon them. Help us to be a blessing to them. Help them to be a blessing to this church, God. And God, we love you and we thank you for all you do. Have your way right now, Lord. There's one right now, God, not where they need to be, Lord. God, in some way, help them to get on this altar before it's too late. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach a little while on the thought of why join and be faithful to a local church. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them unto all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. There's a lot of folks that say something to the effect, well, I don't need to be in church to serve God. I've heard that. You ain't got to go to church to be saved. You don't. You ain't got to go to the hospital when you get sick either. Amen. I said, the Bible don't teach no isolated Christianity. Nowhere in the Bible does it say where anybody in the Bible got saved, Brother Tony, and they just went off by themselves. Every time you see in the New Testament somebody getting right with God, they always go to a local church. Amen? And God, you know, God didn't just save us from something. He saved us to something. He saved us from the world, but glory to God, he saved us to the church. And this is where we get our encouragement. This is where we get our strength from. Amen. Coming together and worshiping together. And I thank God for that, you know. I was thinking about it as I was sitting on the front row. If you've never, it always excites me when somebody, David, wants to join the church. And I guess I got a little different story about this. When I served on a deacon board at another church that I was at, if you've never been through a church split, praise God. Praise the Lord. But if you have, you know what I'm talking about. When you got a lot of people just leave the church, we had that happen at the church I was at. And then every time somebody wanted to join the church, that just blessed my heart. And it still does to today to think that somebody, Wes, would come in and see this church and they would say, I want to be a part of that. That's a reflection not only of the pastor, that's a reflection not only of the deacon board, that's a reflection of you as church members. Amen. So let's just look at this just a few minutes. I'm not going to preach long. I'm tired. My throat's tired. And you amen me real good, and we'll be out of here in just a little bit. Amen. 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 Now listen, the church is God's design, not man's. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. This is something that God had a plan for. Yeah. Man did not come up with this idea of having church. This was God's plan. Jesus is the founder, and the church belongs to him, not the people. Amen. It makes me mad as fire to see somebody talk about how my church. I was talking with a preacher one time, and they had remodeled the church a little bit, and he was taking me around, Brother Tony, and this way, he said, I did this, and I did this, and I did this. Never, not one time, Mike, did he say, we did this, or never not one time did he say, Jesus did this. I did this, and I did this, and let me tell you something, I ain't done nothing. Now, I ain't done nothing. It's all about him, amen. Jesus built this building. Jesus put this carpet in this building. Jesus built that life center. It wasn't us. It's him. Jesus is the founder, and if you reject the church, you reject Jesus. lot of people don't look at it like that. See, you can't love the head and hate the body. And I'm going to get into a little bit more of that in a little bit. But joining the church identifies you with Jesus publicly. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, and they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Salvation is an inward thing. Amen. But joining the church is an outward thing. Amen. When you can get saved and nobody don't know it. But like David was talking about this morning in Sunday school, you know, I thought about it, you know, over in India, I've heard Preacher Carlisle Hanna talk about how somebody would get saved and they would go home and they would tell them they got saved and they would throw all their stuff out in the road. See, you can get saved and not tell nobody, but you can't join the church and not let people know. Amen. So salvation is an inward process, but joining the church is an outward process. And I got something. Jackie had made this thought just a few weeks ago, and I thought, and I did it, and I'm working on getting a little better easel, but I'm going to put I've already got a couple names on this. I got a piece of paper about that's about as big as those pictures right there, and anybody gets saved, I'm going to have them sign their name to it.
Amen.
It's going to set up in the front of the church. Amen. Because this is something public. We got to make a public profession of faith to make sure that you are where you need to be. Amen. Private faith without public commitment will lead to a weak faith.
Amen.
And I don't want to be weak in nothing.
Amen.
The church is where we grow spiritually. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That word doctrine there, that's the teaching of the Bible. That's our doctrine, what we use, where we learn the Bible. The word fellowship, that's connecting to other believers. In the breaking of bread there, in today's time, that would be worship and preaching and coming in and breaking bread. Amen. I know what it was talking about back in the Bible days, but in our time, we're coming in, breaking bread, opening the Bible. Prayers, that's spiritual strength. In other words, what we got to do, you got to come to church. You got to learn what the church learned. You got to know what the church believes. You got to say, and what you're saying is I'm going to agree to follow that Bible. I'm going to agree to follow this word, just like this church. That's where we grow spiritually. You grow spiritually in Sunday school.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
I, you know, it blows my mind. I love Sunday school. I do. I've always loved Sunday school because you're going to learn more in Sunday school than you will ever learn in preaching, because preaching is not designed to do that. Preaching is designed to get a hold of your heart, let the Holy Spirit squeeze your heart, get you on an altar, and get you right with God. That's what preaching to do, amen? Hey, but Sunday school is where you can learn. Sunday school is where you can ask questions. And we kind of slowed down a little bit on Wednesday nights now, doing a Bible study, and you can ask some questions every once in a while on Wednesday night, but I'm just telling you, you'll learn more in Sunday school. So what you got to do, we got to make our minds up, I'm going to be faithful to every aspect of the church. You've heard me say it. I heard David say this, and I've heard Tony say this before. Man, when I got saved, I wanted to go to everything.
Right.
Amen. I'd have went to ladies' all dinner if they'd let me.
Come on, preacher.
We need to be faithful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Every believer has a place in the body.
Sure.
Listen, every believer has a place in the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says this, verse 14, for the body is not one member but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, or the whole body were hearing, if the whole were hearing, then where would be the smelling? But now God has set members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. God puts you here for a reason. I thought about this. Every time I read this scripture, my mind kind of goes to this. I guess one of the things on our bodies that we really don't really, I ain't going to say don't need, is that pinky toe. But I'm telling you right now, you go through the house in the middle of the night and catch that thing on something, you know it's there. Amen. You know it's there. So guess what? Everybody's got an important part to play. Every last one of you know, and I'm gonna say it, and I don't want to get on nobody tonight. But God's got you here for a reason. When I stand in this pulpit, I know about where everybody sits. When I stand in this pulpit, and a few Wednesday nights ago, Mike and Brenda wasn't here, and I was standing in this pulpit, and Mike's place was empty right there. It discourages me.
Amen.
Because they're not here, and it ought to. Any of these that teach, when David stands up to teach, David knows just about where everybody sits in that classroom.
Amen.
Anybody that teaches knows what I'm talking about. Hey, when Jenny stands up to lead this choir, she knows just about where everybody's supposed to be in that choir. We've all got a part. Amen. And that's why God's put us together. Not being committed to church. Now listen, not being committed to church is almost like having a body part that's been cut off and set to the side. You know what's going to happen? It's going to die.
Amen.
And wither.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that you can cut off a finger now. You get to the doctor in time, they'll put that thing back on, and it'll work.
Yeah.
But you know what happens? Leave it off, and it's gone. That's why we need to be faithful, amen? Faithfulness proves your love for God. Faithfulness proves your love for God. Hebrews 10:25, like I read, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. John 14, verse 15 says this, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
Let me just ask you a question. I wonder if Jesus wants us to be faithful to church. I wonder if Jesus wants us to be faithful to Sunday school. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Come on. Yeah.
I wonder if Jesus wants us to be faithful for Sunday night service.
Come on.
If you love me, keep my commandments. I wonder if Jesus wants to be faithful for Wednesday night service. If you love me, keep my commandments. I wonder if Jesus wants us to be faithful when we have camp meeting. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
So this is one of the reasons how we prove we love the Lord. Amen. Now, the church provides accountability and protection. Now listen, Hebrews 13:7, let me read this and I'm going to say something. Obey them that have rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, and they must give an account that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you. You got spiritual leaders to guide you.
Amen.
In church. You got Sunday school teachers that want to teach you and help you in church. Amen? And I've said this before. A lot of times if we ain't careful, we try to get our advice from people on the outside of church, which is silly.
Come on, man.
If I got a question about something, I'm going to talk to Brother Tony. I'm going to talk to Brother David. I'm going to talk to Brother Barry. I'm going to talk to some of these godly men that I know that I got confidence in.
Amen?
You got to understand something. And the church protects us from drifting. When you're accountable, you're faithful, you're here, just like you know, if Mike wouldn't have been here today, I'd have been calling Mike. If Stephen wouldn't have been here today, I'd have been calling Stephen. Where you at, bro? I missed you. Not fussing, but just let somebody know you miss them, amen? And you got to understand something, people are watching us. Your faithfulness helps everybody. When you're here, and people come in and they're looking for Wes. If they're looking for Wes, they're not going to be looking over there where Larry's sitting. They're going to be looking right there. Wes, how long you been sitting right there? 18 years? At least. Amen? They know. Let me just throw this at you. When people ride by your house on Sunday afternoon and they see your car at home, well, I thought Clint was a Christian. People are watching us. People are watching. When they ride by and they don't see your car in this parking lot, they know. You got to understand something, folks. Our faithfulness helps others. It's discouraging when you're not here. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say and I don't want to upset nobody. And I know how Free Will Baptist is. 10 minutes before church, you get run over in the parking lot. I know that. But I can't tell you how many times that I've stood at those doors back there, especially in revivals, and wonder where in the world's everybody at.
Amen.
It breaks your heart sometimes.
Come on, preacher.
These guys that serves now and served on our deacon board, they know. It breaks your heart when we're not faithful. Listen, and I realize and I understand there's things come up sometimes. I know that. But we got to make our minds up. I'm gonna be there when I can.
Amen.
Amen. People are watching us. See, the question is not, do you have to go to church? The question is, why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't you want to? Amen. Because this is where we get our encouragement. This is what, I preached a message years ago. This is our filling station, amen. Just like if you got a car and if you don't stop every once in a while, put some gas in it, you're going to be walking. This is where we come in to get fuel back up.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Got some folks wanting to join the church tonight, so we're just going to go ahead and go into that. I need a motion that we go into a short business meeting. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we in business. I'm going to call these names out. The first one I'm going to call out, Brother Dalton Cato, was going to be here tonight, but they've called him into work, so we're going to stand in for him. Dalton Cato, Sister Bree Cato. Heather McNeely and Heidi Phillips. I'm asking them if they would come to the front of the church.
Amen.
These folks are wanting to join the church. They've read over our bylaws. They agree with our bylaws.
Amen.
All in favor of accepting these as Liberty Free Will Baptist Church members, if you would please stand. Amen. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you. Ladies, listen, we want to be a blessing to you. We want you to be a blessing to this church. And we want you to be faithful, just like I preached tonight. And be faithful to God's house. Be faithful to everything we do at the church. Be faithful. I didn't even cover tithing and stuff like that, but you've read our Constitution and bylaws. You know what we believe. By standing ovation right now, everybody has agreed. So we're going to go ahead and ask, we dismiss in prayer. And I'm asking if you would please let our deacons come up first and give them a right hand of fellowship. And everybody that's fallen in line, give them the right hand of fellowship. Let them know you're praying for them. And we love you. Brother Tony, if you would dismiss us in prayer. And then we're going to ask our deacons if they would come up because they got some things to do. And then everybody just come give them a right hand of fellowship.